Well, good evening, Audio Poo. It's Owen Word and Dean Reed.
Hello.
Dean's here. It's evening where we are. It's 8:15 on Thursday, the 22nd of May, 2014. It feels as though we've been walking this Hadrian's Wall path forever. Right, we're now half a mile off Leamington, and we've got the River Tyne on our right-hand side. It's been fairly easy in the grand scheme of things. My heels seem to be okay, but with 99% of the journey so far, and we have walked 13.74 kilometres thus far since, what time was it?
Four o'clock.
4 o'clock, my dad dropped us off at Heading on the Wall. Wrong.
Hollow Hill.
And then we kind of walked east and then dropped down through Heading on the Wall onto the River Tyne, which we're walking along right now. So as I mentioned in my previous audio, there was one or two options. So we decided that we're gonna gun it out and get all the way there tonight. And that'll be about 15, 16 mile. All right. I've just said now that it's quite late on. We'll stop somewhere along what is described as Hadrian's Way, the bit that we're walking on now. And I was just saying, Dean, before, I always knew it was Hadrian's Way.
Yeah.
You know, the whole thing. When I was a kid, it was called the Hadrian's Way. Anyway, we're walking the way.
Walking the way.
Dean says he's going to write a thrash metal song in a style of Pantera, entitled Walking the Way.
The inspiration is obviously down to the our American friends. Hey guys, you walking the way?
Are you walking the way? Anyway, weather overcast. Could potentially rain any second, really. However, it doesn't feel as though it's going to rain. But now that I've just said that. So, anyway, the bit that we're walking along at the minute, which has been quite the same the past mile or two, is a tarmac path about 2 metres wide. Just over 2 metres wide. Lined with hawthorn in full blossom, white blossom. Got blackbirds singing up there. Silver birch. Which means what? If you see a silver birch, what does it mean? It's generally damp ground, yes. So it's quite a nice night for a walk, really. Albeit, you know, you'd be unwise to come out without some kind of waterproof. It took quite a while to get used to the stinging in my heels. However, the nurses have done a sterling job. I mean, I did a lot of cleaning of the wounds, I'm going to call them. But also, the two nurses that saw me, have also done a very good job and very understanding that I wanted to continue. I was sent away out of the hospital with extra dressings, special dressings, new, as it was explained to me, they were new style burns dressings, some zinc oxide tape, and antibiotics, one of which I should be taking around now, really. So feet, and knees generally a little bit sore from walking on a tarmac, if I'm to be perfectly honest, but I'm speaking for myself. But the thing is we've just discussed, we're kind of just in that zone where we're keeping exactly the same pace, which is, I don't know, fast walking, probably just 3 miles an hour. Probably could walk faster if I wasn't so stiff in the knees. I say faster, 4 miles an hour is pretty quick for, but it's kind of a purposeful stride that we're in at the minute anyway. Yeah, I think I've got wet feet. These Salomon boots are super comfortable, but like I've mentioned on many audio boots in the past, this particular model are faltered. You know, where I call it the toe crease, where you bend your foot forward in a normal walking fashion, and where the toe creases on the outer edges, holes have formed in the. What's going on? All right. Holes have formed in the fabric, because they're fabric boots. The thing is, they're super comfortable boots, they really are, normally. And I was so glad to be wearing them on the Sarsen Trail a couple of weeks ago that I completed, which was 26.5 miles. I felt so good, I could have quite easily turned around and gone back. Anyway, we've talked about that in previous audio booths. So what we've agreed is that we will eat en route. We've probably got a couple of hours walking yet, to be honest. And certainly when we come up to go to the place that we're staying, we've got to come away northbound, and that means going uphill away from the River Tyne. But nonetheless, we're still marching on. So feeling all right at the minute, really. Probably could do with something to eat. Actually, I am. I'm feeling hungry. The ham and tomato sandwiches that my mother lovingly made me, I think they're come to the end of their energy cycle now. There's lots of people running and cycling on this route that we're on. I've just seen rowers on the Tyne. The local Harriers have run past us. Right now on our right hand side is a road running in the same direction as us, and beyond that is a big power station. Big power station. So that's it for now. That's the update. Thanks for all your support so far. Tomorrow is a fairly, in the grand scheme of things, a fairly short walk to Wall's End, and we'll see what we're going to do after that. Actually, we'll see what we do. So thanks again, thanks for listening. Keep yourself safe, be fire wise, learn not to burn. Ciao for now, and as ever, peace. Except that was Fireman Richards. Little ending. So here's one of mine.
All one word. Out.